Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 496, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 38, Calm Before the Storm.
Nope, flip it.
Storm Before the Calm, part 2. I was so focused on not saying any of the words wrong.
Not that saying just... Storm Before the Corn again. Yeah. It aired November 15th, 2003, written by Ann Austin, directed by Paul Grinda. And this is it.
That's it. It's over.
Pour one out for Ninja Storm after this one. I'm sad.
A little bit. It's a little melancholy.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss all the kids. Even Hunter, who I grew to like. You know? If you're new here, hey everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, we watched the last one like a week and a half ago because like a lot of real life stuff happened. And if we don't remember everything from that, just be cool. Because you're hearing this a couple days later. It's literally, I think, been a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks since we last recorded.
Hey, I don't remember if we recorded the Wednesday before or not.
I don't remember.
Who can tell?
It's been a minute.
It's been a time.
So if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. You can come back. I mean, well, yes, you can. We do. We will come back no matter what.
You can or cannot.
You can or don't. It's up to you. But we will.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Oh, I love Yoba. I love Dad Yoba.
I think he's Grampy Yoba.
Is he Grampy Yoba?
He's really old.
I don't know.
By the time Luke finds him in the swamp.
Yeah, he's like 900 years old. And like, baby Yoba looks a little old. And it's baby.
I think the whole species is just born looking old.
It's born old. It's like Leslie Nielsen. He's born old. But we can come back. That's even farther away from what I wanted to say. We'll come back and talk about the episode of Power Rangers we're about to watch, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and Ninja Storm is good, so I feel like it would behoove you to do so, but it's your life. I'm not your dad, so do what you want. I'm not your Daddy Yoba, so I can't tell you what to do.
Okay, now Daddy Yoba's a different thing. I don't want to talk about Daddy Yoba.
All right, we're going to go watch Storm Before the Calm Part 2.
Such a clunky name. It shouldn't be this hard.
No, it shouldn't.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form.
And we're back, and we just watched Storm Before the Calm, part 2. I thought it was a good finale.
It was pretty good. I have two kind of, not complaints about it. One is that it didn't really seem to tie much into the last episode.
It did a little, in like the general sense, and then there was one like, hey,
it's like this thing? It's like a whole sandwich. But instead of bread connecting it to the last episode, it's just two little crackers.
And you're like, okay, how?
My other thing about this episode is that it had to get a lot done, and so it did a lot very quickly.
Yeah, I feel like they could have maybe put a little bit in the last episode.
I think so.
And then, like, we could have, like, maybe ended the last episode with the Zord fight instead of doing it in this one.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe we could have pushed some of the story back a couple episodes, made it like a big arc. Maybe we could have taken one of the fourth part of Return of Thunder Part 4, made this a three-parter instead. You know, a lot of things they could have done.
I think it could have benefited from a third part.
Yeah. Not we will never, we never say that. We almost never think three parts is better. But I think this would have been better as a three-parter, because I wanted more like post winning them doing stuff and like seeing what's going on. And instead it was like 2 seconds.
We get the like where are they now.
but it's that's I, only but, like uh,
That's weird. I mean, we'll talk about it more when we get there. There's no reason to talk about the end of the episode before we
started. You're right. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue. We also have the archive feed, which is updated through Wild Force. It is not, like, it's all the episodes are there. It is not, like, labeled or anything, but you can listen to it. They're in order, so you should be okay with that.
Yeah. They're in reverse chronological order.
Yeah, so you got to go all the way back down to the bottom to listen to the old bad us's. When we didn't know anything. Speaking of bad us's, did you see the new Bill and Ted?
I haven't watched it yet. I was shocked when it came out because I was like, didn't they just release a trailer like a week ago? And now it's like coming out Friday. And I'm like, what?
I haven't seen it either. I really want to. I hear it's amazing, so I might watch it tonight. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that is our pinned tweet. The pinned tweet is the old one, which says HTTPS. Just there's no S. Get the no S out.
Just HTTP.
The rest of it.
:// HeyJakeandJosh.com/morphinggrid/archive.rss. Nope, that's wrong. No, that's right.
Okay.
You can cut me. You can cut me saying that's wrong.
I might not. We'll see. We'll see how I feel on the day. you can listen to all of our old stuff through that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife. That's
we made it.
We did it. We finally ran through every single language except for English, and it's Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbaby. Podcademy.com. Is Podcademy dot? Do you think Podcademy might be a real one? Podcademy might be a real one.
I feel like a lot of the ones we say should be real ones and they're not, and we're sitting
on a gold mine.
Podcademy. Let's see. Podcademy.
Do a goog. Let's see what happens.
There is a Pod Academy.
That's not it.
The Umbrella Podcademy Comic Book Club.
That's got to be a podcast about the Umbrella Academy, the comic and the TV show, probably, if I had to guess.
Podcademy.teachable.com. This is a website that I've clicked.
That they get Josh, you're finally going to learn how to do a podcast from this website.
The header is half the page, and it says create a hit podcast.
That's not how you cannot do that. That's an impossible thing to do.
A simple online course is designed to help bring your podcast to life.
Hey, can I tell you? Hey, everybody.
Podcademy. Jake.
How much does it cost?
A masterclass on creating a hit podcast. A step-by-step masterclass designed to help you create a hit podcast by Alex Sugg for $299.
$300 to tell you talking to a microphone, put it on internet?
I'm sure there's also like...
I don't know who this grifter is.
Edit. Is probably one of the...
Yeah, you can edit, but that's easy.
How to start a podcast is one page of notes at best.
Yeah. Look, the McElroys are putting out a book on how to make a podcast, and I also don't think you need to listen to them, even though I love them, and I'm probably going to get the book because I think they're funny, and it's probably a fun book. I'm going to tell you the secrets that doctors don't want you to know about making a podcast. Okay? One easy trick to make a podcast. Find someone you are a friend with and talk to them for 30 minutes to an hour. And then just put that online. It's so easy. You literally cannot make a hit podcast. It can't be done. You can't go, this podcast will be a hit now. That's not how podcasts work. Take it from me, a guy who has a lot of them. Just do your best and hope for the best. And don't pay $300 for some charlatan to tell you, talk in microphone, put on internet.
For Alex Sugg.
Who I don't even know who this bamboozler is. I don't like him. We're fighting now. We have beef now, me and Alex Sugg, whoever this man is. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. And that's really how podcast is made, is eventually people will give you a little bit of money.
Yes, by the financial support of viewers like you.
We did all the Friday stuff on Monday 2 weeks ago. Do you want to just jump right in?
Yeah.
All right. We start off where we ended, where the place is destroyed and Sensei is probably dead, and there's no sign of Hunter and Blake, and Cam has been kidnapped. And it's just the three Wind Rangers there, and they're like, how could this have happened? And the answer is Lothor. You know how it happened. Is Lothor did it. But then Blake and Hunter come in, and they're alive. They're not dead.
They just casually walk in like, hey, what's up, guys?
They're like, what's up? Everything good over here? Looks like kind of a mess. apparently, when they were getting destroyed by Vexicus, they just dipped.
They ejected, yeah.
And which makes sense. And where they landed was so far away that it took them a while to get here, I guess.
Can they... Because I don't think we've ever seen this, actually. Because we know the Wind Rangers can do that, like, ninja run hop. Which is basically how they teleport. But I don't think we've ever seen the Thunders do that.
I think we have, but it would have been in, like, episode 4, and I don't really remember if we did or not. But I'm pretty sure they can, right? Like, that seems like a pretty basic ninja trick.
Maybe that's a wind ninja trick.
Oh, maybe.
You know, you use the ebbs and flows of the atmosphere and the wind.
You just hope for the best.
Thunder Rangers just yell loud. I don't know.
So they're like, I forget what they say, but they say something that would lead someone to say something off screen and make an entrance, and they do, and it's Sensei, and he's human again. I don't remember what they say.
I don't either. I don't, other than saying we were about to blow up, so we ejected. I don't remember them saying anything else.
And Sensei's like, better late than never, or whatever. He comes out, they're like, Sensei, and so they hug him. And they're like, what about Cam? And he's like, Cam has definitely been captured by Lothor, and it's probably pretty bad. Because Lothor is going to crack open the Abyss of Evil like a Kinder Egg and get that neat surprise out, which is ultimate power. And Blake's like, I thought the Abyss of Evil was just like ninja folklore. And then Sensei says something that I wish every mentor would say at some point or another, and that is that it's no coincidence that the thing we do is at this town.
Yeah.
Because he's like, Blue Bay Harbor has the Wind Ninja Academy for a reason, because the Abyss has been here and we've been protecting it and, you know, making sure no one cracked it open like a Kinder Egg. And I love that, because every other season is like, yeah, there. We might as well go there, right?
That's where the Power Rangers are, so that's where we keep attacking, I guess.
Yeah. Like, especially the first couple seasons, it's literally like, yeah, I'm going to go attack there. I happen to attack in the town that Zordon's in. Might as well stay here to try and kill him and the Power Rangers for 3 years. Which leads right to that happening for Zeo and that happening for Turbo. And kind of that happening for InSpace, because they came to Angel Grove sometimes. But, like, there's no reason given other than, like, here we are. But then you go to, like, Time Force, and it's like, well, it doesn't matter because they're actively trying to, you know, kill people. This is where they landed back in time. And I think the only other one we get like an actual explanation for is Lightspeed. I think it's like Bansheera is buried here, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And that's why they're attacking. But other than that, it's just like, yeah, you know.
Demons can't go in the water, but yes, they can.
But some can. In one episode, and it will bug two people for the rest of their lives.
Here we are, three seasons later,
still talking about it. So he's like, yeah, it's there. And all the evil from the ages, from forever, goes there. Evil dies, goes to the Abyss of Evil. So, like, Goldar is in here, right? Like Goldar's ghost is in here.
Good job, Zordon, feeding the Abyss of Evil.
Yeah, way to go, hero. So he's like, yeah, he's gonna crack it open but it's gonna take a lot of power. And then someone's like, oh, like the amulet? He's like, yeah, definitely with the amulet that Cam had. Because apparently that is like the key to the universe, as we will find out a little bit later.
I guess it's just the most powerful single thing that there is.
Yeah, it has some wild applications that maybe they could have mentioned earlier to make it not seem like the MacGuffinest MacGuffin that Power Rangers has ever had. This is one big egg MacGuffin that Cam's just had on a necklace for however long.
Man, I could go for an egg MacGuffin right now.
I could probably get down on egg MacGuffin. So we cut up to the spaceship, And Lothar's talking about how he's got the amulet and he's ready to get down there and crack open the abyss of evil and let everybody out and be ultimate powered. And then I don't remember the exact second the switch was flipped, but at some point he goes, like, Mara Kapir, like, well, we can help. And he's like, no, I don't trust you because you're actually evil and not stupid. So I'm going to have you killed.
Yeah, this whole thing. It's tough because Mara and Capri, after this point, they're going to revert back to being like kind of stupid.
Well, not stupid, but just less like.
Not stupid like dum-dums, but stupid like goobers. There's going to be a couple goobers again.
They're a little goobery going forward.
And the way they talk about it, it makes it seem like he did something to make them fully evil now.
Yeah.
And it's wearing off.
I don't know.
But also it's not, because they're like, hey, we're fully evil now. Like, we can help. And he was like, no, when you were talking to Shimatsu, you like really freaked me out. And he was like, and then they were like, you told us to do
that. That was your plan.
And he was like, well, I'm going to kill you. So sorry. Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, Chubo, take them away. And I swan to John, if Chubo survived this season, I'm just going to lose my goddamn mind. But they're like, all right, Jubo, throw them in the abyss. The plan is not take him out back and shoot him, which I feel like it should be if he wanted to be efficient about this. His plan is, well, let's give them some rope so they can get out, you know?
Yeah, we'll leave them here.
That's it.
That'll get them.
Yeah. What I do love about this is that it goes, family means nothing to Lothar, for sure. Like, he has no redeeming qualities. He is not going to see the light at the end of this. He's evil, and I really enjoy that. Because for every Rancic is a cool dad now, I think there should be a villain who's like, I just want to be evil.
Yeah, not every villain needs to be redeemed. Some of them need to be defeated.
Because like Banshira didn't need to be redeemed. She went to actual, literal hell.
Yeah.
And that was great. Lothar does not care one bit for his family, so you know he evil. And I like that. We cut back to the Rangers, and they're like, we're going to need help. Ninja help. Blake says this. Blake says, we're going to need help. Ninja help.
This is like in like Space Mutiny. We're like, we need help. Space help.
Space help.
I need some space help from some space.
All the
space are on Lothar's ship.
Oh, no, they're all stuck on Lothar's ship. And then they're like, yeah, we'll go up there and get them. And I'm like, hold on. Let's pause. Number one, I could have sworn this was the plot from like three episodes ago. And I think it was.
It was, yeah.
Cam went up there and then got like shot at and had to go back before he could get him. So now they're like, we're just going to, well, there'll be two of us instead of just one. So it'll be fine. And they're like, yeah, you can take the Dragon Force Megazord or the Dragon Force thing. And I didn't remember what this was, but I guess it's the thing that it's a little ship that Cam took, right? Because it doesn't look like the thing that Cam took, which was like a little Lego buggy that he flew up to space in.
Right.
they get on Metal Rayquaza and fly to space to get up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I noticed for the first time
maybe they
today,
upgraded it?
When, though?
I don't know, man.
I noticed for the first time today that in the credits that this thing is in there. And it's been in there for a while because I've like seen it before, but it never like registered as anything. I don't know why I never noticed that Rayquaza just shows up in the credits. And this is the first time they're using it, as far as I can tell. It's weird. This whole bit gets a little weird.
Yeah.
We cut back to they go up there to get the ninjas back. We cut to the guy that Kelly was trying to be like, hey, you should just like hold off to postpone while they can get back. And he's like, can't do it, Kelly. Well, he's like, the action games are postponed. There's evil monsters everywhere because there's a bunch of Zackies overrunning the place because the abyss is like right outside.
I like how it just that postpones it. Evil aliens attacking people at the event. Just we'll try again in a couple hours.
I mean, as someone who, I mean, I'm not the only person who lives in a pandemic currently, but as someone who does also live in a pandemic currently, I was going to go to a concert back in May. And they were like, this concert has been postponed until September. And then I got an email in August saying, this concert has been postponed until the next May. So I think I'm going to go visit Austin in May so I can go see the Mountain Goats. I was just going to give my tickets to Jacob, but that's far enough away that I might as well go plan a trip. Anyway, so Shane, we're back at the Ninja Academy, and Shane's like, I blame myself. And Dustin's like, don't. Or Tori's like, how and why? And he's like, yeah. Well, we could have killed Lothar already. She's like, no, we definitely couldn't have.
Yeah, he says, like, I don't know, maybe if I'd been a better ranger.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And they're just like, Shane, shut up. Like, you're doing a great job. Like, we could not have stopped this.
And then Dustin's like, you ever think about how we weren't late to class that day? We wouldn't even be rangers, like, at all? And Sensei's like, no, you were always going to be Power Rangers.
Did we explain how Sensei is a man again?
I think I briefly mentioned it. Oh, yeah, because so in the beginning of the season, him and Lothar clash energies, and that turns you into a guinea pig sometimes.
Only him. Only one of them.
Only one of them. And then so, but then they clashed again, so that un-guinea-pigged
him. At the end of the last episode, at the end of part one, he, as a guinea pig, got blasted by Lothar into, like, a wall really hard.
And it looked like he was just, like, a dead guinea pig.
Yeah. And it said, knock the guinea pig out of him.
Yeah, turned him turned him back to a man. And also, just big ups to Grant McFarlane, who for the first time in 38 episodes, we are seeing him play two characters,
yeah,
like, right next to each other, and that guy's good. that guy's good at it.
Sensei, as a human, gives me big Death from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey vibes. Like, he talks kind of the same way. His accent is just like a little from nowhere.
A little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit no accent. He's got a large face.
Yeah.
His face is very big. I could see that.
He seems like he's about to yell at them as a best of seven. You're damn right.
I gotta rewatch those movies too. I feel like I should watch them before I watch the third one, but I might just jump in cold and then go back. And
yeah, I think the second one's better. I think it's, like, a much better movie than the first one.
I like my favorite thing about, I watched the, Moves and Mikey had a video on the first two Bill and Ted's that just went up a couple weeks ago. And my favorite thing is that he's like, now this is not a story about them becoming world saviors or whatever. This is about them passing a history class.
Yeah.
That's all. They don't write the song. They don't even know how to play guitar by the end of the first one.
They barely do by the end of the second one.
On the second one, they take, like, that, like, 16 month time travel journey to learn guitar, and they come back looking like ZZ Top. But they're like, they still didn't write the song. They just learned how to play guitar now. So the fact that the third one is like, you haven't done the song yet, is like, yeah, obviously they're procrastinators. Look at them.
I feel like the third one is just gonna overwrite the end of the second one. Like, the second one ends when Denomalos is defeated, but we don't get the song, and we don't, like, all of the flash forward, like, magazine covers and stuff, those are erased.
I gotta watch it
because it's the way the second one ends is Denomalos has taken over, like, every TV channel in the whole world, and he's going to make the whole world watch him kill Bill and Ted. And instead they defeat him, and then they play a song while everyone in the world is watching.
Yeah.
Which unifies everybody and gives us the good future. But if the third movie is that they haven't written the song yet, then I don't know.
But what? So don't they just play, like, a Van Halen song?
Well, it's a Kiss song with an intro by Steve Vai. So
they just play, like, a song that someone else already did. They didn't write the song.
I guess that's true. But in universe, who knows?
Who knows? I guess we'll see. I guess we'll find out. So anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. Sensei's like, no, you were always going to be Power Rangers. And he pulls out the last part of the Scroll of Destiny. Remember how Cam was like, you're missing a piece at the bottom. Well, the piece is just a kind of not great picture of Tori, Shane, and Dustin.
It's just clip art of Tori, Shane, and Dustin.
It looks like, a WikiHow. Like, if you go onto WikiHow.
You know how on, like, an action replay, it has, like, on the cover, it's like, here's Groudon and Kyogre, but, like, as legally distinct as we could make them.
Someone traced over them poorly. Yeah, it's them. And he's like, see, you were always going to be the Power Rangers. And they're like, why didn't you tell us? And he's like, you wouldn't have believed me. And they're like, yeah, you're probably right. So he's like, and this is another thing I really like. He's like, all right, here's the thing about the scroll. This is it. This is the last part of the scroll. It's just that you will be Power Rangers. It doesn't say anything about who wins. It just says you got to fight Lothar at the end. And I like that. I like that there's no, like, no, you're definitely going to win. Because, like, the scroll said it. So you just got to be there and it'll happen. It's like, no, now it's up to you. Now the rest of this is on you.
Yeah.
They morph. They drive their Tsunami Cycles to the action games to beat up some Zackies. And then a giant Zord lands. And that giant Zord is Lothar's new Zord, which looks like all of his generals kind of,
yeah.
Creepy crawlered together to make one big Zord.
Probably not a Zord in the footage.
Probably. It looks organic, so it might just be a big monster conglomeration.
And they're like, ah, just cut to a cockpit a couple times. It'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they do that. We cut back to his ship. Hunter and Blake are there. They're kind of hiding around a corner, and Jubo and some Zackies are like, the place is going to blow. We got to leave. I don't recall them ever saying why the place is blowing up or that they are going to blow it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Lothar is just like, this is it. I don't need this to come back to because I'll have all of Earth to live on now.
Gonna have a planet. Don't need a spaceship. Got a planet.
So yeah, Hunter and Blake come out from, like, behind a pillar and they're like, great, on top of everything, now we have a ticking clock.
Yeah. They
Not only do we have to escape the tower, but we only have 5 minutes to do it, and Zelda's very slow. And sometimes she goes the wrong way.
And sometimes you'll get to the top, and you'll think the timer's still going, and it's not really because you're fighting Ganon, and it will take you 45 minutes to do that stupid ping pong game with him. Just a nightmare, really.
The end of that game isn't as good as people would have you believe.
No, I think it sort of falls apart towards the end. Which is kind of a shame, but, you know, you can watch us play that on youtube.com/HeyDickandJosh.
You can just watch the pressure cooker of frustration that is the final Ganondorf fight.
There's also, they just announced that they're doing Super Mario 3D World for the Switch is coming out in, like, February or something like that.
Yeah.
And you can also watch us play that. Well, you can watch Josh play that and me just be spectacularly bad at Mario platforming.
Watch Jake jump off a moving platform for no reason.
One time I just jumped off a platform and Josh was like, why?
We were nowhere near anything.
I said, I thought I could make it. And you're like, onto what? And I was like, I don't know.
It's like when Tony took the lid off his milkshake and he couldn't tell us why. Why'd you do that? I didn't think it would spill. That's not the question.
I forgot about that. It was it's like he squeezed it off. Got everywhere. Goon, why'd you do that?
I didn't think it would spill. I thought, hey, if I take the lid off, it won't spill. So I took the lid off.
It wouldn't spill with the lid on. I miss Tony. I haven't seen him in a while. Where were we? Blake and Hunter on the ship. It's about self-destruct, so they gotta, like, get going. Cut back down. Lothar tries to open up the abyss. Rangers jump in to stop him. Cut back to the spaceship. A lot of quick cuts going on for a little bit here. So they go and they get Cam. Cam is tied up, and they're like, all right, Cam, let's go. And Mara and Capri are there, and they're like, you can't just leave us. And Blake's like, why not? And Cam's like, because they're family. Pause.
So this is legit. They are blood family to Lothar, and then so by relation, Cam.
Whom did they come from?
I don't
if they're know. Lothar's nieces from space.
Yeah.
But they're also Cam's cousins.
They will call Cam cousin from now on.
The rest of the thing. There has to be a third child in this there has to be a water ninja that also got banished before, so they just didn't talk about her. that's their mom. There's gotta be. Nothing else makes sense.
Yeah, this is something that I don't think would fly by even a kid. Because, like, when I was a kid, I had a lot of cousins. But guess what? I also knew that their parents were all my mom's sisters.
You knew where, like, they came from. Yeah. Like, what? I like it. I genuinely like him going, no, because they're family. Even though that's, at this point, I guess, sure, but it's preposterous. But, well, like,
see, that's the difference between Cam and Lothar.
Exactly. That's what I like about it. But it's also, like, what do you mean? From where? So they free them, and things start blowing up. And Cam's like, how do I unboba all the ninjas that have been boba'd? And Mara's like, well, real quick, though, the Yellow Ranger, is he still, like, mad at me because he was really cute? And he's like, not now. How do I unboba the ranger, the ninjas? But then, wouldn't you know it, Jubo and a bunch of Zackies show up just to poop on the party.
Gross.
So now they're here, and this is when I was like, if Jubo survives this season. Also, Jubo is on the Scroll of Destiny. He's one of the people we can clearly tell is on the Scroll of Destiny. Guy should be dead.
He's the last surviving general.
He should be dead. Lothar should have thrown him in the abyss first. Like,
yeah.
He'd be so easy to kill. He sucks.
Just put him inside his own backpack.
Yeah.
Like in Supernatural, how you kill a Leviathan by making them eat themselves.
They eat themselves. Supernatural is so weird. Hey, did you know that, like God's sister shows up? Like, God has a sister.
Yeah, the darkness.
And she's the darkness, and that's God's sister. And, like, they have, like angels and the people from the parts of the Bible that they took out because it was too weird, like the princes of hell and all that shit. And, like, the literal devil is there. But Jesus never showed up.
Well, that's because Jesus is going to be Dean and Sam.
Well, yeah, obviously Dean and Sam is Jesus at the end of the day.
So you can't have actual Jesus show up when you have an allegory? Is that an allegory?
I think it's an allegory.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. They did everything. They made up God having a sister, which presupposes that God and the darkness have a mom. And her name's just like Jane or something like that. Some really regular name. But it's like, where's Jesus, though? Like, that's the one Bible guy that's, like, in a lot of the Bible. Like, the whole, half of the Bible is about him, pretty much.
To be fair, the darkness's name being Jane or whatever is fine because God's name is Chuck, so.
You know, you got me there. Maybe he shows up in the 15th season. I don't know. I haven't heard. I feel like I would have heard if Jesus showed up on Supernatural.
Latasha is pretty caught up with it, and I don't think that Jesus is here, which is weird. You think Chuck would be like, where's my son?
Where's my boy?
My only child, who also is me?
Maybe, I don't know. Supernatural stayed on for far too long, I think is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the Thunder Rangers morph, they all start fighting. We cut back down to Lothar just beating the piss out of the Power Rangers, and he's like, this is the most fun I've had all season. And I'm like, you're on the line.
You're skirting it.
You're on that line
really
again.
Really close.
Lothar.
I think that might be actually a little too far.
I think it might be a little over the line. Unless the season is the summer, because it's been on summer vacation, but we know they went to school. Or at least Tori had math class or something. She had homework or tests or whatever.
They were studying for a test at one point.
So, I don't know. It's a little much. It's a little much for me, Lothar. Cut back up. The ship's blowing up. Mara's like, cousin. She'll only refer to Cam as cousin from here on out.
Yeah.
Which, fine, sure. She's like, cousin, that console thing is, you blow that up, it'll short circuit, all the ninjas will get unbobed. And he's like, oh, you're not dumb. And she's like, that's what I keep trying to tell people, but no one listens to me.
And that part really was me acting like I'm definitely a goof, but I'm like, not stupid.
I'm not dumb. And he's like, okay, Thunder Rangers, blast that thing, because he can't morph because Lothar has the ninja thing, the whatever.
Samurai sphere?
Samurai circle sphere.
The morpher. Amulet? His morpher.
Yeah, the morpher. And so they blow it up with the Thunder Blaster, and then all the ninjas are freed, and they all, like, are in bubbles just floating in space, and then all the bad guys dip because things are about to blow up, and then Cam pulls out a little button, is like, teleport, and hits a button, and they all teleport out of there right before the spaceship explodes. We go back to the Megazord fight, and the Rangers are on the ground, Lothar is about to cleave them in half with a sword. And they launch a sphere out of their chest. Like, they lock and drop to launch a sphere that just hits him and hits him back.
Hard enough to kill him? not kill him, but destroy the Zord he's in.
Well, almost, because then there's like a death hug thing in a second that I don't know how we went from one to the other. Because
they bonk him with the sphere and he like bounces up back. And as he staggers back, he just gets surrounded by all this red lightning because he's about to like explode.
Oh, and then he
just grabs him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He vexicuses them.
I thought that was extremely good. I like the idea that like we're going to use this like weapon getting as a weapon.
It's just weird that like a little bonk on the forehead from a power sphere was enough to like explode a Megazord.
Well, you see, this big Zord is made partly from Z putties, and so it does have the big Z on the chest, and when you touch it, you will pop like crash test dummy. So
I do really like the idea of Shane being like, I can just shoot a big ball at him real quick.
I'm just going to launch a thing at him. They do a death hug. Megazord explodes. They fly out. This cracks open the abyss. This is the final straw to the abyss opening up. Now that he killed a Megazord, an evil Megazord, that went to the abyss, and that was the final straw. So it blows up, and all the evil comes back. It's every monster. It's all the generals. It's three on a million. It's three versus a million.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. They don't hesitate for a second.
They run right in.
It's dope. They're fighting. They're not doing great because there's a million monsters versus them. So they start getting overwhelmed. They get thrown in like the middle, like the wolves are circling in. And then Hunter flies by on his glider bike and shoots them. And then Blake jumps out of nowhere. And they've got a bunch of ninjas with them. And it's great. It's a good scene.
I don't know if them having the ninjas actually amounts to much.
I don't think.
Because I don't think we don't really cut between like the Rangers fighting monsters and the ninjas fighting Kelzax or anything.
No, because Jubo will show up in like a minute with like, okay, so right after they show up with the ninjas, Jubo shows up with the Zackies. So I think it's mostly like in the background, you can see ninjas fighting Zackies and monsters. It's just so like when the Rangers are doing stuff, it's like keeping them occupied. The Rangers all get to do, like, a lot of cool stuff. They're also just kicking monsters back into the abyss. Just, like, get back in there. Get back in the can. Tori, at one point, is doing this back handspring, and she, like, back handsprings, like, between a bunch of Kelzak attacks.
It's really good, because she, like, goes between some. She comes up over one, and then when she lands, like, comes back through a couple other ones. It's really neat. Yeah,
it's very cool.
It looked like it was really choreographed.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't just, like, do it with computers.
Right, yeah. It's definitely, like, in slow motion, like, we are watching it happen. It's pretty dope. Shane muscle butts up at some point, so he's got his muscle butt suit on. Dustin splits into two people and does Superman punches, some Roman Reigns Superman punches.
Yep. Gets a double cherry.
Yep. He gets a double cherry for Super Mario 3D World. Where you can watch me jump off a cliff because I thought I could make it.
There was nowhere to go.
I don't know.
You were Peach, so maybe you were just like, I'll float down there.
I was like, I could float and I'll get somewhere. Eventually I'll land, and I didn't. And you're like, why?
Somehow we beat the game.
We did. We managed to beat the game.
No bonus stuff. Sorry.
Nope.
Spoilers. We didn't do any of the bonus stuff.
Nope. That ship has sunk into the bottom of the ocean. So Shane jumps up in the air and he does his like super muscle butt blast and like just blasts like a ton of them, including like Vexicus and Shimazu and Zergane, and just like shoots them all until they either die or blast back into the abyss. And then Lothar just like shoots a laser blast at him and hits him so hard the muscle butt suit explodes.
Yeah, and then Shane's just like, well, that's broken. That's ruined. Well,
they did that with, like, the Megazord, like, explodes. And like, oh, Megazord's gone. Yeah, and they go back to fighting.
I think that's my major problem with how fast everything happens is a lot of it lacks any real, like, finality.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, they're gone. Okay, this is gone.
Like, we'll
just like... It's like the beginning of a new Metroid game when Samus blows up and loses all her powers.
Samus like trips and like the morph ball falls out of her. And she's like, ah, I gotta go to a different world to get that now. Yeah, I like the idea that like they don't have time to mourn the Megazord or the Muscle Butt suit, but it just feels like there could have been like 5 more seconds of impact to it.
Remember in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers when the Zords died?
Oh, when Zed blew them up and they were like ripped apart.
And Kimberly wanted to jump into the crater after them.
And like that was, oh god, that was extremely good. Amy Jo, real good actress. Don't know if anyone remembers that.
This is the opposite of that. They're just like, oh, they're gone. But they're so surrounded by a million other monsters that they have to keep going.
Yeah. Because like with the Megazord, they're like, the Megazord's gone. But then there's the abyss opens up and there's a bunch of monsters. And they're like, oh, shit, all right, let's go. We got to fight the monster. But then Muscle Buck gets blown up. He's like, all right. And they go back to fighting. Now they start fighting Lothar. So it's all the Rangers versus Lothar. They're kind of mook fighting him. So they're like doing one at a time. But also when they like triple up on him, it still doesn't really do anything. So I think it makes sense that they're just going one at a time, so they don't get in each other's way. At some point, Blake and Hunter get blasted. They're like down like across the street or whatever. Tori and Dustin get blasted like so hard they like backflip and they land on the ground, and he goes to blast them again and Shane jumps in front of it and like tanks a hit, so he gets, you know, knocked down because he is very hurt. And then Lothar pulls out the amulet and he goes, give me those powers. And he drains the Thunder Ranger powers.
Yep.
Just takes them right out. Now he's got them. And I thought he was going to do that to all the Rangers, but it was just the Thunders for now.
For now. Yeah.
Stay tuned. And then Cam shows up. Because first of all, this is a wild thing that he can do. And he's like, now that I have the amulet, nothing can stop me. And Cam's like, that is mine, actually. I would like it back. And he's like, no, and just Lothar blasts him, like, immediately.
Yeah, like, blasts him across the street.
Yeah, and so he walks up to, like, all right, I'm going to kill you now, nephew. And then the Rangers jump in. They're still morphed. They jump in, and they just, like, grab him by his arms and, like, push him away from Cam. And I kind of like, the struggle for the rest of this fight is mostly just them, like, they're all out of PP for all their moves, and they're right. Just doing struggle over and over.
It also is, like, really focused on the original three.
Yeah.
Which I do like, but it does feel a little crappy because Blake and Hunter were also basically here the whole time.
So. Yeah. Also, I am really glad that, like, Cam didn't show up and save the day. Because I was like, is he going to show up and get his amulet back and then morph and then... Because, like... I don't think they would do that, but, like, they might.
Right.
I don't want them to.
And, like, having the big face-off between, like, Lothar and Cam.
Right.
Would have, like, a good family thing to it.
Right. And because it also mirrors, like, they did it before on the, in the, when he went back in time.
Yeah.
But, no, he just gets blasted, which is pretty great. So they get back up, and they're all civilians now. It's all six of them, like, lined up in their ninja civvies. And they get knocked down, they get back up again. It's really good. It's Rangers without powers fighting the bad guy because they gotta.
Yeah.
So they get trucked again, and they're just doing more of the, like, just, like, hit struggle. Just keep hitting struggle. Hopefully you will do enough damage to him. And eventually, they don't really do enough damage, but he decides to jump in front of the abyss like an idiot.
Yeah.
So... we're almost done with Lothar at this point. He's like, you don't have any powers. And Shane says, we don't have powers, but we still have power.
He straight up says, we may not be Power Rangers, but we still have power.
Okay. That's a little better. Right. There is a whole thing about how if you at any point in time may have been a Power Ranger, then for the rest of your life, you are in some way still a power. There might be an easier way to say it.
Yeah.
A catchier way.
We'll workshop it.
We'll figure it out. We'll get there by Operation Overdrive, I think. But he's like, yeah. And then he's like, power of air. And he does like a thing. And he ends in a pose. And then Dustin's like, power of earth. And he does like a thing and ends in a pose. And Tori's like, power of water. And ends in a pose. And they are lined up like they were in the scroll.
Oh, yeah.
At the very end. And then they Captain Planet blast his ass into the abyss.
Yeah.
Because you remember how the Power Rangers, when they use ninja powers, they can shoot it out of their hands out like their, the Planeteers do out of their
put
rings.
Their fingers like a gun and shoot Lothar?
They put their three together and there's like a blast and it knocks him in the abyss.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jake.
It's stupid.
I didn't like this.
I want to like it. Because like we are well established as loving when a Power Ranger's like, it don't matter. I'm still going to fight you, right? But this is dumb.
Lothar eats all their power, and so they're not technically Rangers anymore because they don't have anything to morph into or with.
Right.
So they're just teens. Their power should not be magic. It's got to be teamwork.
It should have been friendship and teamwork, right? We may not have powers, but we still have each other. And then they all do one big flying kick and kick him into the,
instead they shoot him with magic.
Instead they pull out their Planeteer rings
and
they're like, earth, water, fire, heart.
I know they had magic the whole time.
But okay, the most magic they ever did is Tori ran on water and could, control, a little sprout of water with her mind. Shane ran on air two times, and Dustin got stuck in the dirt up to his neck once. At no point did they, finger gun laser blast, they are, firebenders from Avatar channeling lightning through their body. At no point did they do that. It seems just kind of Deus Ex Machina-y.
Yeah, if they use the ninja powers we've seen them use, they can, run, jump, teleport, and, Tori can run on water and control water a little bit. And if they just...
Yeah.
If there was a better fight where they just use their regular ninja skills to beat him instead of shooting him with a magic blast.
Instead, they just put their weapons together, but in this case, their weapons are two fingers on each hand.
Their fingies.
They just put in their fangapappets and they shoot him. Lothar dies from fangapappets.
And he falls in the abyss. He's dead.
He lands in the abyss. The abyss goes womp, 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 and eats him and closes. And then they're like, is that it? And then they're like, yeah, I guess. And then that's it.
That's it. Yeah. And then Cam is like, it was Lothar's too evil. So it imploded on itself. It's just they're so determined that everything needs to be destroyed. By the end of this episode, that they're just like, my Battleizer's gone. Oh, the Zords are dead. Oh, we can't be Power Rangers anymore because Lothar ate our powers. Lothar fell in the abyss and the abyss caved in on itself.
Yeah, everything is completely wrapped up. And at this point, I was like, okay, this is fine. I like a good clean ending. That's cool, right?
Now give me the freeze frames with the text that tells me what Shane's doing now. And
right, I want Shane to be like, Shane has a popular line of video games. Shane Clark, pro skater. Dustin does flips and stuff. And Tori owns the ocean or whatever, And Tori bought an ocean because she had some extra ninja money or whatever. But so we fade out. I like the clean Lothar's gone, thing closed, don't worry about it. Also, they also do say our powers are in the abyss with Lothar in the amulet. So
hey, don't they come back for a team up next season?
Yeah, I mean, remember when Vipra died and was eaten and then just showed up like nothing happened the next season for a team up? So it's not unprecedented that this stuff happens.
That's true.
Hopefully, they'll do it a little better than that, but we'll see.
I don't know, because I know Adam's going to come back as the Black Mighty Morphin Power Ranger eventually, and that power coin literally got ground into dust. So.
That power coin did get turned into glitter. So, I mean, I guess we'll see when that happens, too. Anyway.
I think that's in Operation Overdrive.
That is. That's the big team up in Operation Overdrive. I think Tori is also in that, which means she's going to morph again. So. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So we fade out. We come back. My notes closed because I was yelling about Tori buying the ocean for too long. And we cut back to the action games. The action games are back on, baby!
The monsters are gone.
Gone. The guy slaps a sign on the wall that says unpostponed or whatever. And then everyone rushes through him and knocks him over and tramples him to death in the in the entryway of the action games because they want to see Chad Muska. God damn it.
We're here for Rodney Mullen.
So they all run in. We see Shane doing a thing. We see Dustin doing a thing. And people being like, yeah. Like, Blake's like, woo, Dustin. And Tori's like, yeah, Shane. And then we cut to them outside with Kelly. Thank God Kelly's back. I was worried we were never going to see her again. And I was just going to be so upset.
Hey, I do have a question, though, before we touch on the rest of this.
Okay.
All the monsters that came out of the abyss got knocked back into the abyss.
Yes.
Lothar got shot with magic and fell into the abyss.
Yeah.
What happened to Chubo after he left the ship?
If we never saw him get kicked back into the abyss. But if he didn't get blasted by Shane's big laser and died, then Chubo is still out there.
I think he's still out there.
Chubo's the one that survived the season.
They made such a point to show everything else dying and being destroyed that the fact that he's very conspicuous by his absence.
I'm genuinely amazed the last shot of the thing is not Chubo, like,
being swarmed by ninja students and stomped to death.
Just being stomped to death or, like, in a cave somewhere, like, I'll get my revenge. Because he sounds like Snagglepuss from a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. That guy should be dead 7 times by now. Like, 7 times over, extremely dead. Anyway, we're back at the action games. We come outside. Dustin won 3rd place. I like that he didn't win 1st place. That would have been a little too cheesy.
Wasn't his trophy silver, though?
It was a silver trophy, but there's...
Maybe it was just, like, 2nd and 1st got bigger trophies.
The trophies maybe they scale or they look cooler. But he got 3rd place, and... Kelly's like, I'm so glad you went freestyle. Like, you have a big career ahead of you. Like, you do great at freestyle. And I just love how supportive she is.
Yeah.
She's great. And then Shane comes out and he's like, I just got sponsored by a trucks company. You know, Truth Trucks? They want to sponsor me. And they're like, dope. And Kelly's like, so what'd you tell them? Or because he says, like, they want to sponsor me and then I'm going to go on a national tour. And Kelly's like, so what'd you tell them? And then we smash cut to graduation day at the Ninja Academy.
This is a way to tell the story, I guess.
Yeah,
It's really abrupt. I just feel like everything in this is like beat after beat after beat.
I'm going to level with you. I'm a little upset at the very end of this episode. Like the last thing that happens.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset by that. I sound like Mario. I'm so upset. I'm upset by that.
I'm a little upset. I'm my best a wrestler.
I make a good pizza. I make a good wrestle. So, anyway, graduation day. It's not an alphabetical order, even a little bit.
It's just those 5, 6. It's six.
It's all 6 of them. But it goes Shane, Clark, Tori, Hansen, Dustin, Brooks, Blake and Hunter Bradley. What a white name. Blake Bradley. And then Cam, and then there's like a pause, and like, and Cam Watanabe. And then so he comes up and they all graduate and they're like,
Cam is not short for anything. His name is just Cam.
His name is Cam. It's not Cameron. It's just Cam, I guess.
Also, I am actually a little surprised that he did not say Waldo.
Yeah, his name's Waldo.
His real name's Waldo. I don't know if you remember from when Tori said it that one time and how it's on the wiki that way.
His diploma says Waldo,
it
right?
Says
it's
Waldo.
God. My diploma did not say J.J. Mason. It said Jacob. You know? Why? Okay. Anyway, so then they all graduate, and now they have all graduated. And Sente does a good speech about how, like, they did good. They did. You want to play good, and you hope you play good. And I think you played pretty good, and you saved the world. So, like, you are a credit to the Ninja Academy, even Blake and Hunter, who don't go here.
They graduated from here even though they go to a different school.
They had to matriculate, I guess, somewhere else because their school, maybe it was all here because they were like, yeah, your school got real destroyed, ours was just put up in space and then it got put back down. So we cut to Tori and Blake walking. He's like, yeah, so I'm going on a tour because of Factory Blue, the motorcycle dirt bike place. And she's like, that's really great, when do you start? He's like, I leave tomorrow and I start racing next month. And she's like, cool. And he's like, you gonna come see me? And she's like, yeah. And that's it. That is a picture wrap on Tori and Blake's little romance.
God, I hate how weird they are about teens being in love.
It is. First of all, if, like, I was as attractive as either of them dating the other one, we would be making out nonstop. You couldn't stop us.
I just want to know what Haim Saban's problem with love is.
He hates... Well, Papa Haim is out. This is a Papa Walt problem.
Oh, that's true.
Papa Walt threw out a lot of...
All of their stories end with people getting married and falling in love.
Right? True love's kiss? It's like the first thing you did, Disney.
Stupid. Stupid.
Beans. Beans on toast. This is stupid. So then Hunter shows up. Maybe they were going to start making out, but Hunter's like, wait, what's up? Sensei Amato said that I'm going to be the new head trainer of the Thunder Ninja Academy, is what Hunter says. He took the R from Thunder and he hockey pucked it down a little bit onto the end of Ninja. So good for him. That's pretty cool. And then Shane and Dustin come up and they're like, we ready? And they're like, yeah, I guess. And then we cut to nebulously later. It can't possibly be the same day. They just had a graduation. But now we're welcoming new students in.
Well, yeah, because they gotta replace the old students.
You know, I guess you're right.
Even though half of them didn't go here. Because Cam also wasn't a student.
And who knows how many died or were just kicked into the abyss of evil along with Zackies or whatever. Statistically, some of them, right? Had to be. So Cam's welcoming in some new students, including Mara and Capri with regular hair. They are still wigs. At least Mara's is definitely still a wig.
Yeah.
Capri's might be real, but it's not good hair, so I hope it's a wig.
Yeah, it's bleach blonde, but it looks like...
It looks like
maybe it's been a little overtreated.
Yeah, the way it's styled too, like, makes it seem like it's sitting on top of her head instead of like coming out of it.
Yeah.
But they're in a orange and pink ninja outfit, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
So what elements do you think they're good? Are they the first students of the...
It would be fire and...
Okay. Bugs.
And bug, you know, pink... Is bugs.
Probably butterflies.
Yeah.
So they're like, Cam's like, what are you doing here? And they're like, we're family. We got to train here, obviously. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Okay, go in. She's like, yeah, cool. Real quick. Mara says.
And Sensei's like, oh, you go ahead first.
Sensei has not come up yet. And she's like, hey, real quick, though, about these outfits, they make my butt look big. And then Capri's like, not as big as your head. And she's like, my head's not big. And I don't think we have enough evidence to determine if the outfits make anyone's butt look big. Because it looks like it kind of flattens asses as a rule.
It's just tight leather.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't accentuate anything on anybody.
It restricts at best.
Everyone looks just kind of like a Lego person when they're wearing the ninja outfits.
So they walk off arguing about Mara's head size. And Sensei walks up and is like, can't pick your family. They're Cam's my sister's, like, daughters, maybe?
I guess.
Because, hey, Sensei, they're your f-ing family, too.
And Cam's like, I hope I don't have to train them. But before he can say that, he's about to say something like that, before he can, three idiots tumble in. And I thought it was Shane, Tori, and Dustin for a second. It's Kyle and the two other ones from
Kyle
last episode.
Kyle and the Funky Bunch.
And they're like...
Which is funny, because Kyle doesn't say a damn thing.
No, it's not Dustin and not Tori. Because they're like, you three? And not Dustin just literally says, ninjas, dude. And then not Tori's like, no one says dude anymore. And look, not Tori, that's the wrongest sentence everyone's any ever said.
I still say dude.
I say dude all the time. And then they're like, okay, whatever, go to class. So they go.
Is this when Cam is like, I don't think I can do this, actually?
Cam's like, boy, I don't know if I can do this. And he's like, don't worry, we can leave that to the other teachers. And out walk Tori, Dustin, and Shane in funny teacher robes.
They're in like leather sensei robes.
It's like they're teachers at Ninja Harry Potter school.
What kind of hot ninja school is this where everyone is dressed in daddy leathers?
I don't know if these are daddy leathers.
I think they're a little bit daddy leathers.
I don't think these are any more daddy than Daddy Yoba is daddy.
There's daddy implications.
I don't know. But, and then Sensei says something that I really like. He says, because one should not split up a winning team.
That's a good part. But that, also, they don't get to do what they wanted to do.
No, because also Shane got a full, he got sponsored. He's going to go on a national skateboard tour. Dustin probably had some freestyle plans. Who knows what Tori wanted? We never really got to see her inner life besides likes to surf sometimes.
Wants to visit Blake.
And is gonna visit Blake at some point, but like they're just teaching here now, and like I don't like that. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it's not a great ending.
Yeah,
it's not really satisfying in any way.
Especially because I like them, and then Hunter and Blake just also like jump in, like yeah, you're teachers, nerds. Like it's like Hunter, you're a teacher too. Like what, you know? Like, but they're like celebrating. It's like ah, cool. The Rangers, look at them go, and then the show just ends, and like I want more for them than to just live in their hometown and teach at the school they went to.
Yeah,
which isn't like a bad life path if that's the one you're on, but like it just doesn't seem like that's what they wanted, you know?
Yeah,
also the next season is also a 3-person team. Mm-hmm. They should have just had him come back. They should have just been like, oh, all our ninja stuff is destroyed, but we don't worry, we found dinosaur powers.
Yeah, that would have been really cool. I don't think inherently every season needs to be different. Especially when you have one like this where
the characters are so good.
The characters are really good.
Like,
and their powers are gone, but they'll have them back when they need them.
I guess we'll see. We'll see what. Oh, hey, we found Ninjora. Ninjora made you new ninja coins.
I'm gonna call my shot right now and say they're gonna just come back and morph like nothing happened, and we're not gonna get any explanation as to why they have their powers back.
Well, we will find out next season.
You think Disney would be better storytellers? But hey, who knows?
You would hope. Also, I definitely think now, like in the Hasbro era, we don't need to be switching up Rangers every season anymore. Like,
yeah, I would like it if they just started, like, you know, as like some people like don't want to do the show anymore or like something happened. Yeah, they can't like switch out a couple here and there, so like maybe 3-4 seasons we have a fully different team, but it was gradual. It wasn't just, yeah, like, well, these ones are done, here's the next group.
It still comes, like, it's still like the same continuity, you know? It's not, yeah, just like, all right, you can't, done, and we'll see you next season.
You're never gonna get anyone on the level of Tommy Oliver again if you just keep dropping a whole team every season.
Like, the reason Power Rangers stayed on top for so long is because they had a consistent team for a long time, and even when a lot of them started switching out, like, they switched out with someone who was on for a while. Like,
yeah,
the shortest tenure is Tanya at a season and a half, you know? Like, and that's still a good amount of time. So, like, I don't know, man. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. You started, Josh.
Yeah.
I get to pick the best. Boy, I liked a lot of this. I know it doesn't seem like it. I did like a lot of this episode, but
I don't think the episode was bad. I just think as a finale, it wasn't really that satisfying.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what the best is, and I'm torn between two things. Thing number one is Shane launching a weapon sphere at Lothor to get him to back off.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope. The second thing is Cam being like, we can't leave Mara and Capri, their family. Even though that doesn't make any sense and is actually more of a can of worms than it's not, I did really like that.
The idea of it is really good.
What? Do you have a best?
I do.
What is it?
It's when all the monsters come out of the abyss and they immediately charge into the group.
Oh, you know what? That might be it. I think I'm also going to give it to that. That 3 versus 1 million fight was very good. The worst. Now, here's a harder thing, is trying to pick the worst.
The worst is when they use magic fingies to kill the big bad.
I think it's the magic fingies is the worst. That was a bummer, huh? I don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. And I know that like they'll have superpowers outside of being Rangers later. Like, it will happen relatively frequently that like outside of their morphed state, they have a power, which is the thing they stole from themselves from Beetleborgs. But I don't know. It just seems kind of lame.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They could have done a big kick and that would have been fine.
It's just the end of Ghostbusters.
But the end of Ghostbusters was set up because they were like, don't do this thing. And they're like, what if we do this thing, but in this other dimension? And that blows that dimension up. And they're like, yeah, that works. But in this, it's just like, hey, remember how we have ninja powers? This is not that. This is not the same thing as what we have shown you in the past. Now we are Captain Planet Planeteers, and you can be one too. MVP.
Oh, that Mara and Capri would be Fire and Heart because they're the two that are missing.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yes. Boom. Now they can make a Captain Planet, just like they've always wanted.
Between the environmental messages last season and the ninja magic this season, I think you might be right.
Hey, you know what's wild? We need to pick MVP, but just real quick, they wrote a Captain Planet movie a while ago, like 13 years ago, like in 2008 to 2010, somewhere in there. They wrote a Captain Planet movie. It was going to be like a dark and gritty kind of like Batman Begins. It's going to be like a Dark Knight.
That's what needs to be dark and gritty is Captain Planet.
Right. So that's what it's going to be. And do you know why it never got made?
Because it was bad? It was a bad idea?
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't stop anything from getting made, Josh. Do you know why they didn't make the movie, this Captain Planet movie that they wrote and had like a script ready for? They lost it. They don't know where they put the script, so they didn't make the movie.
No one made a copy?
I don't know. There was like, they like, either the offices like flooded
or
there was a fire.
Did they write it by hand in a notebook?
I don't know. It was written on a typewriter. Like, here it is. They're like, all right, we're going to put it down right here, and we'll definitely remember where it is. But, like, either there was, like, they moved offices or there was, like, a flood or a fire or something, but they just, like, lost the movie script, and they were like, well, it's not meant to be.
That was God being like, you're not doing, no, I'm not letting this happen.
I will not let you, me, the God, will not let you besmirch the name of Captain Planet like this.
The world does not need dark, gritty Captain Planet. Where he's just like a brooding blue guy with green hair.
Where someone like drops a candy wrapper and he kicks their, like a hole in their chest. He's like, don't f***ing litter. Anyway, MVP is...
I don't know.
Like, is there one? Did one person do better than anybody else?
I don't think anyone stands out.
I don't want to give it to Lothar, but I might have to give it to Lothar. It's weird to give the final MVP to the villain.
I don't know, who jumped in front
of the thing that was about to kill him.
He did talk about how he's in a season of a TV show, though.
Yeah, you know what? I am going to take it away from him, actually, because of that. I did forget about that. I mean, Shane jumped in front of his friends to stop them from being blasted again, which probably would have definitely killed him. So, like, maybe true. Shane?
I guess. It's a real soft MVP, though.
It is. Like, the only other one I can think is, like, Kelly is cute and supportive at the end. Like, I don't know. I want to give it to Tori, but, hey, do you remember the lines that Tori said in this episode?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'll come visit you. That sounds fun.
That's about it. Oh, I don't. I'm just going to give it to Shane.
All right, yeah. I'll agree with that, because he did Red Ranger stuff.
He did a Red Ranger thing. It was very cool. I'm very proud of him. Now we got to rank it. Let's see where we put the last one, because I do not remember.
God, it's been so long.
It has.
I think we put it pretty high, actually.
We put it at number 6.
I think this might pull it down.
It might.
Because I think this at least pulls it under Shane's karma.
I think so, too. Does this episode detract from the last episode to where it is better or worse than Blake and Hunter shrunk down, put in a popcorn bucket full of nasty butter? Because let me tell you, when I talk about highlights of the season, I'm going to talk about...
That's your jacket episode of the season.
Oh, no. The jacket episode is the Wild Wipeout. I think that's my favorite episode of the season.
Okay.
Or All About Beevil. The top episodes are very good. But is it better than Popcorn Power Rangers? I think maybe.
I think so.
All right. So, sorry, Stomp Before the Corn. So, coming in at number 7, the two-parter of Storm Before the Calm.
I hate to go out this way, you know?
Yeah, you know, you hate to see it.
We started off so good and so hopeful, and the season was pretty consistently okay.
I think this is going to be, like,
it's one of the better ones.
To the by the numbers, I think this is going to be a top season. I think this numerically will do very well. It just pooped its pants right at the end, man.
I don't know. It tried to do too much at once when it could have spread it out.
Yeah, and like, maybe it's because the rest of the season was so good that this like ending that has like some, nothing. It's nothing egregious. It's nothing like at the end, Tori's like, I actually hate surfing. I just want to have babies. Like, it's nothing, you know, dumb like that.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of sad from going from up all the way up here, you know, just to this kind of like meh ending.
It's kind of like womp womp
womp womp. When do we usually put the Power Rangers on the list? Do we do that at the end of the final episode, or do we do that at another point?
Well, I'm not prepared to do it right now.
Okay,
so I think we do it in a different place.
We'll do it in the Q&A episode that we're gonna do next.
Yeah.
Don't send in by the time you hear this, we have already recorded it, so you don't need to. If you haven't sent in, you don't need to. don't worry. Any final thoughts on Ninja Storm?
No, I mean, I think I got it all out when I was just complaining there. So I did like it. I liked the cast. I liked the characters that they played.
Yeah.
Hunter's hair even grew on me over time.
I think Hunter, if you want to talk like minute to minute glow up on this show. Boy, did I hate that guy when he showed up, and now I'm like, yeah, it's Hunter. That's my boy, Hunter. I like that guy. He doesn't know how to say thunder or ninja.
He says them both the way he should say the other one.
Yeah, I think the cast is great. I wish we would have had more time to just hang out with them.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing from a lot of these seasons now, is we don't hang out with the Rangers enough.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I know a lot about these Rangers, a lot more than I know about any of the Wild Force Rangers, except for maybe Taylor, who had, like, you know, character growth and a story and like
and then they got mad at her about it, so she didn't say anything for like five episodes,
for like three episodes, until Amabomic's like, forget that noise. I'm putting her in. But like, I don't know anything about Danny besides is dumb, likes flowers, you know, like,
yeah.
But I know that like Tori has a sister, and that Shane has a brother and maybe a sister. I'm not sure if he's no Dustin has a sister. So, like, I know things about them, and I like that. I just wish we would have hung out with them a little more.
I feel like if we spent more time with them, they went on to become Dino Thunders. Maybe we would meet their parents one day, like we did with Kim.
Like, well, we met Dustin's dad in the beginning of one episode for 5 seconds, just so that Cam could go, I wish I had a dad still who wasn't a guinea pig.
Right, Waldo Sr.
Yeah, his name is Jake. It's Waldo, Jake, Brooks.
They're all Waldo.
It's Waldo's all the way down.
It's a family name.
yeah, I think that's all I got, too. I'm kind of sad the ending is like has bummed me right out.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know, not everything can be chased into space, right?
Well, look, man, next season Tommy's back, so...
I'm looking forward to it.
I am, too. I'm excited to see, like... grown-up Tommy be a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
I see how, if at all, it is different.
because I've seen him act in Power Rangers, right? Where he's a perfectly serviceable non-union children's show actor, right?
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. I've seen him act in a movie. And then I've seen clips of him acting in, like, fan films and, like, other short film stuff. And it's not as good as he was when he was a kid. It's like he's trying to be too cool now. Yeah. And I can't wait to see if he tries to bring that to dorky-ass Tommy Oliver, well, the paleontologist.
This is short, spiky-haired Tommy, so I imagine he's going to be very cool.
I'm excited for him to be very cool.
But hey,
we'll see.
He's still going to kick f***ing awesome, so
it's
going to be fine. I'm sorry I dropped so many F-bombs in this one.
It happens. All right, well, that's going to do it for us for today. This is a wrap on Ninja Storm. I don't know when this is going to air. This is probably going to air like the last week of September, second last week of September. So we're going to take all of October for hiatus bonus stuff. Yep. And whatever's left of September, and maybe a little more than that. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then we'll start up Dino Thunder. I almost called it Jungle Thunder. That's nothing. Dino Fury is the one that's going to be, they're going to be shooting soon.
Yeah.
That's not the one we're doing, though. Not yet, anyway. Anyway, so we will see you next time for probably a Q&A episode. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Three, two, one.
Hey, God.
Okay, get it out.
Oh. All right. All right.
Three, two. Okay, let me start the countdown again. Three, two.
All right, I'm ready
one.
To go. All right, that's the last time. That's the last time.
Three, two, one. May the power protect you.
May the power protect you.
That was so much later that I think when you paused, you ruined the internet.